feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
continuation with yesterday's mudli. Today is day 39. This is the Avyakta mudli of 5th February 2009. Some have love for the father. You cannot say that they don't have love. However, there are two types of love. One is on the basis of knowledge that I am a soul, I am not a body, and the father of soul is the supreme soul, father alone, and he cannot be god of anyone except souls, the lights. So the father is the father, he is the form of light, he gives his cooperation. However, it should automatically emerge from your heart at every moment, my father. You make someone a companion for the right time. A companion is useful at a time of need. So you have kept the father combined with you. You have made him with your companion. And so take the benefit of his companionship at the right time. Remember him with love. One is love on the basis of knowledge, and another is the love on the basis of heart. Love from the heart. So check whether you have love in your heart. It is difficult to forget someone you love. Generally, those who have diabetes, those who are diabetic, are forbidden to have sugar, and yet they love sweet things. So they would remember sweet things. Do they forget them? They would take the doctor's medicine and also eat sweet things. So when they have such love for those things, then even if you ask them to, they would not renounce them. And here, the one is the father. He is the one who gives you the experience of all relationships. So everyone loves God. And this love takes different forms. One is the love which is based on knowledge, logic. Another is the love which is based on heart, emotions. So one is head and another is heart. One is head. Head means brain, logic, reasoning, arguments, conclusions, arguments, debates. Heart means emotions, feelings, sentimentality, overwhelming of emotions. There is one more aspect. What is that? One love is based on knowledge, another love is based on love. There's one more. Which is that? The love based on truth. In fact, we have to reach the place where the truth is, where we go beyond these two things. Even heart can be a trap, because in heart you go round and round and you play with emotions, feelings, sentimentality. Truth cannot be reached just with head, because head or knowledge cannot open the door of consciousness, or knowledge alone cannot do that. Truth is beyond head. Had it not been so, all the philosophers of the world would have reached the truth. They were geniuses in the world. They were great men, great philosophers, who had every logic to penetrate the things. And yet, they couldn't. Sometimes knowledge appears like an infertile land, where there are only logic, reasonings, conclusions, philosophizing, and the truth is lost. How can truth be reached just with knowledge? It's not possible. Truth is far, far away from calculations and mathematics, because desire for logic, reason, is something that is satisfying the ego, the I. It is the search outside. While truth is within us, people go to Mount Everest, people go to moon. That is very, very satisfying to the ego. But when the person reaches the moon, what he finds there? Nothing. It's an utterly frustrating event. But it satisfies the ego. So the ultimate truth cannot be reached just through head. Now another way is heart. What about heart? Heart is a good thing. Lot of emotions, lot of feelings. But then simple, only emotions cannot take you to the truth. Sometimes being too much emotional is a great weakness in the path of spirituality. Though it has got many positive aspects, but an extremely vulnerable person cannot tread this path, because heart full of emotions, they move into hallucinations, imaginings, dreamings, and that's how they move away from truth. That's why the third path is the path of being witness. Neither heart nor head. The third path is the path of meditation. The third path is the path where you transcend heart and heart, head, and reach a stage of equanimity, stability. Head is definitely necessary. Even heart is necessary. They are like, you know, one cannot walk without the other. Like the classical story of two beggars. One is crippled, another is blind. And they are competitors, antagonists. But both of them were once caught in the fire, in the forest. So they had to forget their antagonism and become one. Because the blind man cannot see, but the crippled cannot walk. So the blind person has to take crippled man, beggar, on his shoulder. Now, the blind man can walk, and the crippled person who has got eyes can show the path, and they cross the forest. The similar manner. Head does not have eyes, and this heart, they don't have legs. The legs would be provided by head, and eyes would be provided by heart, and they can cross the forest. So becoming too brainy, intellectual, given to arguments, philosophizing, alone is not enough. Heart is needed. But then alone heart is also not needed. One has to be logical at times. But then, even both things are present, that is not enough. There is always a chance to get lost in emotions, feelings, sentimentalities. And there is always a chance to get lost in arguments, because this satisfies the I, ego. This satisfies the ego. And this is the flow of flux, the music. But sometimes being emotional takes you away from the realities. Truth is that somebody is having an incurable disease, but the heart says that, no, no, I'll get cured. And the heart says that, no, I have to do a lot of service. And the heart says that, oh, Baba will cure me. On the surface, it looks okay. People say, we are suffering from this disease, tell us what meditation we should do so that we get rid of this disease. Sometimes you have to harshly tell them that this is incurable. Don't attempt the impossible. Accept it. Don't waste your energy in all those emotional clingings, emotional dreamings. This is the reality, the harsh reality. Accept it. Nobody can escape from it. Diseases are there and you have to accept it. That's it. They say what yoga we should do, which soman we should practice. Forget all those things. Accept things, first of all. These are the things and this is how things are. So sometimes emotions become trap. That's why. To be witness, to be in the truth, is more important than being sentimental or intellectual. So Baba says there are two types of love. One is of knowledge and another is based on heart. Though heart is given more priority. But as I said, being emotional sometimes makes you a vagabond, wanderer. The best is to know things as they are, to accept the realities and to become a triangle. This is heart, this is head, these are emotions, these are logics. But we move above both of them and we reach a point of stability, equanimity, witness, sakshi, detached observership. Stability is not here, not even here. Stability comes when you come here, where you watch things as they are, where emotions come and go, but you remain witness, where logics assail the heart, you remain a witness. This state is a very powerful stage. Yes, at times you can be emotional, but not always. At times you can be logical. You can come down for some time, but always forget, always remember to go up. Don't stay there for a long time. If you remain logical all the time, things would become difficult. But there are times when you have to remain logical, reasoning. But always remember, that is not the ultimate truth. Truth is far above the logic. Truth is far above the heart. Become emotional. Get lost in the love of God. Have all relationships with Him. Mix with the family. But know that staying here for a long time can create bondages. Staying here for a long time will create attachments. In yesterday's Murli evening, Baba said, the great evil spirits you have given up, Mahabhut. But what about the progeny, the traces? Just as mother has no love for grown-ups, but she develops love for grandchildren. In the similar manner, you have given up the great vices, but smaller vices are still there. The traces, the progeny, the grandchildren. Baba talked about four vrat yesterday. Which were they? In yesterday's Murli. The first was purity. Not just purity, complete purity. Not just celibacy. Celibacy is the foundation. Brahmacharya is the foundation. But what about the other four? Do you get angry? Baba said, and they give very sweet answer to Baba. We don't get angry, we are made angry. And they ask two questions to Baba. Had you been there, you would have become angry. And they also ask another question. Since you are incorporeal, first come to the corporeal world or take the corporeal form, then you will know. Now what will Baba say? So the first Mahavrat, these are Vrat of Shivratri. And these are your memorial, what they are celebrating. They are doing it for one day. You do it one time in the Kalpa, but for the entire age. So your Vrat is the Vrat of complete purity. Your oath is the oath for life. Not artificial kaam chalao. Not for the namesake. Not for show off. Not pseudo, not false, but the true, complete, integrated, complete purity. So that is the first Vrat. The second is about diet. Is it pakka? Baba said. Very firm. Diet, food and drinks. Two things. Your Vrat is about food and drinks. This is also necessary. This is also important. So are you firm in this? Or sometimes you become slack? So that is the second Vrat. The third Vrat is awakened, awakening. They stay awake. You also stay awake. You don't sleep in the sleep of ignorance, carelessness, laziness. You stay awake throughout. And the fourth? Sacrifice the I. Complete full surrender. Not just surrender, but full surrender. So sacrifice the I. Just as the goat is sacrificed there. And the goat keeps screaming. So also, here, you sacrifice the I. Baba said, you make pledges, oaths, decisions, but you are not able to fulfill them. What is the reason? There is one weakness that Baba has noted. And what is that weakness? It is in just one word. What is that one word? I. And this I is the eye of Soman also. But the same eye is the eye of body consciousness. And the same eye is the eye of weakness, inferiority complex. I can't do it. It's very difficult. The same eye is the eye of ego. I alone can do it. No one else can do it. So the eye is taking various forms. Baba says, give up this. This is what Baba wants. Now raise your hands for this. That's what he said. So the eye is manifesting in different forms. Sometimes superiority complex, sometimes inferiority complex. Sometimes it is taking the form of higher consciousness in the form of Soman. The same eye is taking the form of body consciousness and it turns into vices. It is the vice which is eye. So everywhere it is the eye, it is the eye. In this Shivratri, take this Vrat of dropping the eye. Drop the eye. This is also Vrat. So, one is love on the basis of knowledge and another is love from the heart. So check whether you have love in your heart. If there is love in the heart, we don't forget the person whom we love. Just as Baba is giving example of a diabetic patient who is forbidden to have sweet things and yet he takes because he loves it. So fill the soul with the love of God. In yesterday's Murli, Baba said, you children can't do anything without the Father. The Father also cannot do anything without you. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Some have love for the Father. You cannot say that they don't have love. However, there are two types of love. One is on the basis of knowledge that I am a soul. I am not a body. And the Father of souls is the Supreme Father alone. And He cannot be God of anyone except souls, the lights. So the Father is the Father. He is the form of light. He gives His cooperation. However, it should automatically emerge from your heart at every moment, my Baba. You make someone a companion for the right time. A companion is useful at a time of need. So you have kept the Father combined with you. You have made him your companion, and so take the benefit of his companionship at the right time. Remember him with love. One is love on the basis of knowledge, and the other is love from the heart. So check whether you have love in your heart. It is difficult to forget someone you love. Generally, those who are diabetic are forbidden to have sugar, and yet they love sweet things, so they would remember sweet things. Do they forget them? They would take the doctor medicine and also eat sweet things. So when they have such love for those things, then even if you ask them to, they would not renounce them. And here, this one is the Father. He is the one who gives you the experience of all relationships. Avyakta Murli, 5th February 2009. Om Shanti.